Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're into hour number two, and he's with us for 30 minutes. Joining us from the Fox Business Studios, he has the number one show on Fox Business with its premiere. The number one show, because he's the hardest hitting contributor on Fox Television. He's the one guy that I can agree with 99% of the time. I don't agree with myself hardly 99% of the time. I'll tune into something I said a week ago and kind of go, I didn't mean the way that sounded. But Judge Andrew Napolitano is just amazing. Multi-time best-selling author, former federal judge, constitutional lawyer. And he's with us for 30 minutes to talk about Elena Kagan. The more we learn about her, openly anti-gun, she praises what Robert Bork called the worst judge in the world, this Israeli judge who calls for judges to be activists, to restrict free speech. She calls for restricting free speech. Obama using executive orders to try to ram through carbon taxes and on the coal plants. Now he wants to do it. We've got eight senators telling us, that's in Fox News and Reuters and other publications, that he may use an executive order to legalize all the illegals. Which is pretty unconstitutional. So we're going to talk about it all with Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, good to have you here with us.
Pleasure to be here, Alex. Thank you for the kind things you said. You actually promoted me. I'm a former life-tenured state judge.
State judge.
Federal judge.
How about Grand UN judge? Kagan would like to have us under UN control, she said so.
You know, it's frightening to hear that she has said those things, and one can only hope that they were the musings of a young lawyer, because if she still holds those ideas that we should have judges like they do in Europe who can outlaw certain types of speech and compel certain types of economic activities, that authority comes nowhere from the Constitution. You and I have criticized George Bush, who claimed that he got authority as president from some source. He wouldn't say what the source was other than the Constitution. It was absurd, and almost every time he claimed that, the court itself knocked him down. Now we have a would-be and probably will-be member of the court who is claiming that the court has authority from some source other than the Constitution, and that they should use it according to their political predilections. This and this alone is enough to block her from being confirmed. But the Democrats have 59 senators. I'm sure she'll get in no matter what she says.
Well, what about the quote from her 93 Law Review where she publicly wrote that if we don't like speech, we will, quote, disappear it. And now Obama openly announces the Internet electronic kill switch under cybersecurity. The FCC proposes black boxes in our homes that filter what we can see and that tracks everything we're doing. I mean, you talk about the bottom falling out that you've always warned about as a constitutional law scholar, that once you go over that threshold, that there's nothing there underpinning it. Historically, we always accelerate into tyranny. What's your take on her confirmation, and will she get confirmed? We've seen national polls of less than 38% support her. And what do you say about Obama's move to openly take over the Internet?
All right, a couple things. First of all, the concept of a box in the house rings of the Chinese government and rings of George Orwell's 1984. And it is inconceivable that that could be constitutional under the law, because the threshold of your house makes you the king of your castle. And if the Constitution is going to be followed, the government can't enter directly, physically, or constructively without a search warrant from a judge. That's the law. I don't know that she would uphold it that way, but I believe that a majority of the Supreme Court will. Secondly, regrettably, unfortunately, I believe that she will be confirmed simply because she is the nominee of a Democratic president, and the Democrats have 59 votes in the Senate. They don't care what she says. She will, of course, tickle their ivories when she says progressive things. That's with an uppercase P in progressive, like you have just quoted her as having said, because the Democrats don't believe in freedom, and many Republicans are in the same boat. The big government crowd doesn't believe in freedom. They believe in power and in conformity.
Let's get back into that when we return, and I want to talk more about your TV show, because this is so important. I mean, liberty is what is most popular. The message that Andrew Napolitano is putting out is winning in the court of ideas.
The you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be skipping this network break coming up, so Judge Andrew Napolitano will have plenty of time with us. He's with us until the bottom of the hour. He just finished taping his show that will air Saturday on the Fox Business Channel. It premiered last week to the highest ratings of any show on the Fox Business Network. And, my friends, I mean, I've said I can find no fault with Judge Andrew Napolitano. I mean, he exposes the world government. He exposes the false left-right paradigm. He stands up to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, no matter, you know, how politically incorrect it is. And he is just such a great researcher and a fighter for liberty. And the fact that out of the gates, his show is number one. What does that say? Chris Matthews can't get any viewers. You know, why does Fox News have conservatively 5 to 10 times, depending on the show, the viewers of Chris Matthews on MSNBC? It's because no one wants to hear establishment statist, socialist, globalist lies and propaganda. And, you know, compared to the rest of Fox News, I mean, Judge Andrew Napolitano is, you know, like Glenn Beck, and the rest of Fox is like Chris Matthews. I mean, I'm sorry if I had to use the analogy here. And so that he's got top ratings, but I knew it was going to happen. I mean, I told him off air last time I was on. I said, watch, you're going to be number one. I said, guaranteed, because the people are hungry. And so talk about the success, and then we're going to get into Obama's increasingly imperial presidency that, according to my research, is exceeding anything we've ever seen in this country. But first, the second show coming up this Saturday, tell people about it and what the success of your transmission means.
Well, the success of our transmission means a couple things. It means that you can take a show from the internet and bring it to the TV screen. It means that there is a thirst out there for a focus on the government that has a bias in favor of human liberty, that believes that the individual is greater than the state, that the individual has natural rights and an immortal soul, and the government is just an artificial creation based on fear and force, that the Constitution means what it says, that that government is best which governs least, that the people are entitled to a government that stays within the confines of the Constitution, and that the Constitution was written to keep the backs off the people. Now, none of those is a radical argument. Those are words, for the most part, from founding fathers and statesmen throughout the country. Unfortunately, they don't resonate to the government. They resonate to people who watch the government, which is why I refer to myself half seriously and half in jest on the show as a night watchman. My job is to watch the government under cover of darkness and report to whoever wants to watch the show when the government steals liberty and when the government steals property. And as you know, Alex, and you've been a pioneer here, governments of both political parties, I should say government of the one big government party with its Republican branch and its Democratic branch, steal liberty and steal property every day. When I attacked the Bush administration for this, you know, there are a lot of Republicans who get their noses out of joint. This morning, when we taped our show for this weekend, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, a right-down-the-middle conservative Republican from Southern California, former speechwriter for Ronald Reagan, looked at me and said, Almost all Republicans in the House of Representatives now believe that the war in Iraq was a mistake, that it was unlawful, that it was immoral, that it wasn't worth the lives lost or the trillions that will be spent. Now, that is newsworthy that he would say it. It is newsworthy that so many Republicans would change their mind. It is newsworthy that people are starting to recognize that the government at almost all levels is out of control, and there is a need for the Alex Jones Show and for Freedom Watch to remind people. And when they know where to go, they will go to listen to what the government is doing to them.
Well, there's no doubt that on a level playing field where the ideas of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our founders, common sense, when it's given a level playing field, we win every time. It's like last year's Super Bowl team playing a group of five-year-old peewee football players. And that's why Obama is openly coming out, the FCC, the Federal Trade Commission. I mean, this isn't just on Freedom Watch or InfoWars.com now, ladies and gentlemen. It's now in the AP, in the Financial Times of London. Obama to have kill switch, government to have black box in-house that watches everything you do and filters what you can see. Government to have megaphone, government to have behavior placement. I mean, this is bona fide tyranny.
This is proposed by the Republicans' favorite Democrat, Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, under the guise of, well, if we are attacked, if the power grid is attacked, if the internet is attacked, the president has to have the power to turn it off before the attackers can get
the power grid's not hooked up to the internet.
Precisely. There's so much illogic in there, but put aside the illogic. What about the Constitution? What about if I want my laptop turned off, I'll turn it off? What about the fact that the laptop is just a modern way to exercise my freedom of speech? And the whole purpose of the First Amendment, according to Justice William Brennan, one of the most liberal appointees of the 20th century, is to keep the government out of the business of deciding what I read and what I watch and what I hear, and presumes that the individual is competent to decide what to read, watch, hear, and say. There is absolutely no authority under the Constitution, whether under the guise of public safety or not, and the government has always used public safety as the excuse to steal our liberties, for the government to control the internet. Oh, how the government would love to have the power over the internet that the Chinese government has over the internet there. The internet has been the greatest tool of the exchange of ideas and of the search for truth since the invention of the printing press. They can't control the printing press, so they want to control the internet.
And expanding on that, they know they can't compete with our ideas. That's why Cass Sunstein, the regulations are. That's why the FCC's diversities are. Praises censorship of Hugo Chavez. I mean, I think Americans need to realize that we're dealing with bona fide despots and tyrants here. And we see Obama, as bad as Bush was, as bad as Clinton was, it's just a progression. But now, because they're there's a huge awakening happening, they are accelerating their takeover. And we see him federalizing the auto industry, federalizing the banks. We see him now, according to eight senators and Fox News and others are reporting, that Obama plans to sign an executive order legalizing all the illegal aliens. For those that aren't a constitutional lawyer like yourself or a former top state judge, Judge Andrew Napolitano, will you explain to them? Because for my layman research, the president executes law and the legislative passes it. That is treason. That is a act of sedition against our republic to have the president say that I'm going to launch a war without Congress's approval. I'm going to legalize foreigners. I mean, can you speak to that?
Sure. Sure, I can speak to it. The president has taken an oath to uphold the Constitution and the laws. When the president does things like intimidate the bondholders of GM and Chrysler during their bankruptcies to break the law, intimidate the banks to accept TARP monies that they don't want, intimidate BP to cough up $20 billion slush fund that his political appointee can distribute however he wants, intimidate insurance company executives not to raise premiums until the law that prohibits the raise comes into effect. He is effectively writing laws himself. That is on its face unconstitutional, because the Constitution says only the Congress can write laws and not the president. The flip side of this is when he says, and we haven't heard this out of his mouth, but we've heard it from people around him, and they're not denying it, which is why Fox and other outlets are reporting it. He is considering a blanket amnesty of all illegals in the country. The last time we had an amnesty was in the Reagan administration. It was done by the Congress. Only the Congress can do this by changing the law. Does the Congress have the power to change the law? Yes. Does the president have the power to change the law? No. So what could he do? Well, he could, with the stroke of a pen, stop all arrests and stop all deportations. So who are you?
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance. For it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile, plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be be worthless, and they'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
I would imagine you're aware of this case, but it's been in the Salt Lake City papers. Nat Hentoff has written about it for the Reading Eagle. Philadelphia man indicted for using right to free speech. And I saw this a few months ago, but now they're going ahead with the three felonies. And the part he's been charged for, he was watching an unemployment debate about getting rid of his benefits. And his quote is that, "Are you crazy? Are you all insane? No checks equals no food for me. Do you get it?" And he sent it as an email. And under the Telecommunications Act of 1996, under Section 1934, he did utilize a telecommunications device. Whether or not communication ensued without disclosing his identity, it was his email, and with the intent to annoy, abuse, threaten, and harass any person who received the communication. And it says he would serve the three counts concurrently, as much as 30 years federally in prison for calling the senator insane.
I would think that a federal judge would not permit such a prosecution. I'm convinced absolutely that the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the federal appeals court that covers Pennsylvania, would invalidate it. That court particularly has a tradition of being very pro-individual against the government when it comes to expressive liberty.
Sure, but what does this say about the mindset of the people that are in these federal positions, these federal prosecutors? I mean, now, I mean, that's an example of how they can pass a law and then not use it till 14 years later. It's
right.
Like,
well, the law is unconstitutionally vague, and quite frankly, Alex, there are Supreme Court opinions that say the Congress cannot stop you from annoying or offensive speech because the First Amendment protects annoying or offensive speech. And the Supreme Court, for all of the wacky things that it's done, you know, it allowed slavery, it allowed abortion, it allows prosecutions of crimes that should exist. Today, by a 9-0 vote, gave federal prosecutors the greatest rebuke that they have ever had in modern times when it found unconstitutional their favorite tool, their favorite weapon, which is the Honest Services Law. That law allowed federal prosecutors to prosecute even people who did the right thing if they harbored in their mind a desire to benefit from it themselves. The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, went to jail because he had sex with a real estate agent that the city hired to sell city property. Did she sell the city property at market rates? Yes. Did the city lose a nickel? Yes. But because the mayor had sex with her, he was convicted by a federal prosecutor who's now the governor of New Jersey and by a federal jury in Newark for violating the Honest Services Law. He was more interested in sex than he was in a professional relationship.
Well, that's a thought crime. I mean, that's controlling who we can associate with.
The Supreme Court today, with everybody from Ruth Bader Ginsburg to Antonin Scalia and the other seven in between agreeing, invalidated that and said to the feds, you cannot use language creatively to prosecute people. You must use statutory language narrowly. Now, at the risk of getting too into the weeds, I make this argument for you, Alex, because I am convinced that this prosecution about which you have rightly complained and which you have wonderfully exposed in Philadelphia ought never to occur. And if it does occur, will be thrown out at the appellate level, especially after this case came down today. But we should not even have people in a position of power, in a position to decide who gets indicted and who gets prosecuted, who have a mindset that they can use the power of the government to punish speech. Because if anything is sacrosanct in this country, is that you can say anything you want, anytime you want, anywhere you want about anybody in the government.
Well, that's what's so incredible about this. is that we see countless videos of police beating somebody up and then charging the person they beat up with assaulting them. You see countless, videos of police going to the wrong house and killing somebody's chihuahua. We see countless videos of police all over the country pulling a motorcycler over who has a camera mounted on his head because he's videotaping him a YouTube video and indicting him for wiretapping when there's no reasonable perception of privacy. I mean, more and more, the government is really showing us that they want to be tyrants, that this is real tyranny. But the good news is, and it's evidenced by your show being the number one show out of the gates on the Fox Business Network with its first premiere, is that the sleeping giant is awakening. I cannot stress enough, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and for all the listeners out there, I want you to briefly comment on this because we're almost out of time, that when we say there's an awakening happening, I don't think the system even understands how big this is.
I think you're right, and I've been privileged to come along at the right time. My show, Freedom Watch, which can be seen on the Fox Business Network, 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern times on Saturday, 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, has sort of captured the crest of a wave. If you ask people, if Ron Paul told me this and he's right, do you want to take care of yourself or you want the government to take care of you? Do you want to make decisions on your own or do you want the government to make decisions for you? Do you want to be able to think as you please and say what you think and publish what you say or do you want the government to interfere with that? When you put things to people like that, almost everyone comes down on the side of freedom. And that's what's made Freedom Watch successful. That's what's made you successful. And that's what's made the government fearful.
Well, there's nothing better the few times in my life when I've had a chance to go for a hike, a week-long hike, where you got the backpack on, you got your tent, you got your food, and just to go out there and to rely on yourself. And it's really an analogy of that. I mean, I don't want a bunch of distant bureaucrats who happen to be crooks 9 times out of 10 running my life. It's so fundamental. They've bankrupted our society. They've launched all these illegal wars. Bush 3 weeks ago was out giving speeches about how he ordered torture. Meanwhile, they sent people to prison who followed those orders. I mean, this is tyranny. And I keep saying that. I mean, folks, do you know where tyranny leads? And I think God's given us a chance. I think, history's giving us a chance, Judge, and I want you to speak to this. We are at a crossroads. And if good people like yourself and Ron Paul and many others, but also just the rank and file folks out there, stand up as leaders, speak up, point out the emperor is wearing no clothes, and rebuke this evil like Hitler should have been rebuked, like Stalin should have been rebuked, or Mao Zedong before they really got going, we have a chance to avert a historical disaster. Because there's no doubt, studying history, that if we don't take America back right now, America won't lead us into the 21st century worldwide for liberty. America will lead the way into a new dark age of despotism that dwarfs anything ever seen in the history of man.
I am reading a terrific book. It's the second time I've read it in my life. It's Hayek's, H-A-Y-E-K, F-A Hayek's, The Road to Serfdom. It was written in 1944, and it describes how Europe descended into serfdom as people like Mussolini and Hitler were popularly elected against legitimate opponents, and the public and the government gave them all the power that they had. It is eerily, eerily reminiscent, eerily predictive, because it was written 65 years ago, of exactly what's happening today. Central planning by bureaucrats, not even by popularly elected officials, but by bureaucrats. The decision that power is more in the spotlight than liberty. The decision that individuals should not be able to make choices for themselves. Look, we have to be on the watch for the loss of liberty. It doesn't happen overnight.
You'll take my life! Take your tool. You fire a musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back. But there was time to turn for this. But on this battlefield, no one wins. The spell of my free spoken heart is spread. As a bunch of...
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us, we're going to have Ron Paul with us until about 55 after today, unless the bell rings and he's got to go vote. We appreciate him joining us. I'm just not going to mince words. I'm going to go through a laundry list of issues. Congressman, as you know, the FCC has said they want to start taking over the Internet, the Federal Communications Commission. We also have the Federal Trade Commission saying they want to start taxing the Internet and literally funding old-line media. That sounds like it violates the First Amendment and so many others. We have Kagan with her anti-First Amendment statements about disappearing speech that the government finds to be hurtful. As long as the government feels it's a moral reason, they can restrict our speech. We've got the Federal Election Commission coming after Campaign for Liberty, as you put out in your press release yesterday, saying you can't put out letters telling people how members of Congress have voted. I mean, this is 180 degrees, the opposite of what our country was founded on. I can't even believe this is happening. Can you speak to that and where this is going?
Well, it's going in the wrong direction, obviously, and that is what I understand about Campaign for Liberty. They've had somebody at least make a charge and file a complaint that there was a violation, but it probably won't hold up, hopefully. But the whole idea that people think they can and harass you and you go through this legal maneuvering, because that is the goal of many, is to control us. I think the main goal is also to control the Internet. They're very interested in that. The other day we had it sounded like a pretty benign vote. It was under suspension, and that was to praise the idea that government and private entities would study and work together on how to provide cybersecurity. And I don't know if there was anybody else that voted against it. I voted against it just on this principle that we don't need that. We don't need this private sources cooperating with the federal resort, you know, the government forces in order to have cybersecurity. I don't think the government's interested in our security. They're interested in their security. But, yes, I think everything is going, especially with this administration, is going in the wrong direction. And I've always been fearful of them wanting to take over the Internet. You know, they've announced, made this announcement that, you know, if necessary, they might even just close down the Internet, which would be devastating to all of us.
Well, that's what Lieberman said on CNN. He said, China has this power. We need it. And I would imagine they'll shut it down a few times, but turn it right back on and say, see, we saved it.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid that could very well happen.
Well, expanding on that, two things, and I want your specific take on this, Congressman Ron Paul. We appreciate you joining us today. This shows that we're really having an effect, that they're harassing Campaign for Liberty, that they're openly coming out and saying they want to restrict free speech, put taxes, quote, on conspiracy theories, and cast sunstein at the White House. The regulations are said like anthropogenic global warming. If you deny that, maybe we should tax you or fine you. I mean, the fact that they want to shut us up shows that we're gaining ground, A, and B, doesn't it reveal to everyone just how tyrannical these people really are?
Yeah, I think it does, and it's a real job to sort all this out, because sometimes people think that all we need are a couple more Republicans and that'll solve the problem, but that's not necessarily the case. But right now, it's the Democrats who are in charge, and they're the ones who are, you know, wanting to radicalize this whole thing. And we know that that is the agenda of many, you know, in the establishment, and that is more government control and less personal freedom, more taxes, the whole mess that we've been fighting. But I still, you know, hold out that the people are waking up, and it may well be that the opposition, that is the government, is getting very concerned that the people are becoming alert from all that has been done in the freedom movement.
Well, Senator DeMitt reported that 94% of Senate bills are not read. I know the number in the House is similar. And so 94% of the bills aren't even looked at. Special interests are writing them. We've had an offshore corporate coup. And then separately, they passed the law in the House, 2 days ago to not let, quote, special interests tell you how someone has voted months before an election, a restriction of free speech.
Yeah.
So they're not reading the bills, and they don't want us to know how they voted. And the FEC trying to keep Campaign from Liberty from being able to tell people how folks voted. I mean, this really is tyranny.
Well, yes, and they want to make sure that independent organizations and corporations can't spend their money or tell people how they vote. But, you know, there are corporations, and this is where I think you can fall into the category, because if you run a newspaper or you have a TV show, that's a corporation, can be a corporation, but they're not going to regulate them. So if there is an organization or a political action committee or a private group or corporation who wants to tell people how they vote, no, you might be restricted. But they never think for a minute they should restrict the media, assuming that the media is always going to be radical left and defend their candidates. But, you know, there's just a few people on cable and radio and other places that, they, you know, the way I would understand what they're doing, they still haven't come to trying to regulate what the TV stations are saying or what the radios are saying.
Congressman, going into another very important subject, I almost fell off my chair last Friday when the Washington Post admitted in an article that they're set to pass the financial reform bill. They admitted their $600 trillion in derivatives. They went on, that was the first time I'd seen that in a mainstream publication, just to admit that the Federal Reserve is going to have a new group with almost total autonomy, was their words, to control all other financial institutions. The Texas Banking Association president has said that the very groups that gave us derivatives with an unfair trade advantage for themselves want to be able to take over all the smaller local banks, and that really, out of the crisis, the big mega banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others created, they are now going to get even more power over the rest of the economy, and that this is an expanded Federal Reserve coup of America. Can you elaborate on that and give us...
Yeah, and I think you, you've described it rather well, but that's not the way they claim it is. You know, they claim, well, this is going to protect the consumers. It's not run by the Fed. They don't have authority, but it's going to be in the Federal Reserve. They do not have control over the policy. But guess what? Guess who pays for it? The Federal Reserve pays for it. So it isn't even appropriation. It isn't even, you know, part of the appropriation process. So you have this new regulatory agency supposed to protect the consumer, but I think it's going to protect the special interests and about all the benefits, and then got bailed out. So it's this package, which passed the House yesterday, you know, is very bad for all of us, and it does give more power to all the regulators, and especially the Federal Reserve. And I don't know whether you want to talk about it now, but that's where I offered my motion to recommit dealing with the audit defense bill. Were you up on that?
No, that's exactly where I wanted to go next. I wanted to illustrate for listeners that just joined us that Congressman Ron Paul is here 20-something years ago in Congress. He couldn't get one co-sponsor, and I wanted to make this point. It seems the House and Senate are schizophrenic. The House votes by two-thirds to pass your bill to truly audit the quasi-governmental banking holding company, the Federal Reserve, that took over in 1913, but then, which is the right thing to do, but it never passed the Senate properly. And then now they're back giving the Federal Reserve even more power outside of government and Congress to regulate themselves. I mean, this is amazing. So break that oxymoron down for us and tell us about your new amendment.
Well, it tells you about the hypocrisy of this whole place and how it works and how powerful the Fed is. You're right. We passed it in the Financial Services Committee, the Audit the Fed bill, and it was part of the reform package. Then it came to the House floor, and they kept it in, so the House floor supported it. We have 320 co-sponsors. Then it goes to the conference with the Senate, and they drop it. They put some things in there to look at the Fed, which are slightly helpful, but they get rid of the true audit. So when the bill comes back to the House, guess what? We don't have the audit bill provision in there. So I was able to offer an amendment, which was a recommitment amendment, to send it back to committee and put back in the true audit.
Money.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I
cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I don't like having concealed carry because that turns a right into a privilege in states where it's already legal to carry a gun holstered. But if you pass it in Texas or Florida and the crime rates drop by over 20% in both states, the same numbers in other states, even though it's a restriction to a certain extent, it illustrates that more guns means less crime, and so you win the overall intellectual war.
Yeah, that's a powerful message, and I think more and more people are coming around to that. And I think politically we generally have won this. They sort of come into some of these regulations through the back door. You know, that in the last several elections, the Democratic candidate usually doesn't go out preaching about how he's going to round up the guns and register guns. They stay away from that. They pretend that, oh, we're not going to do that, we're not going to do that. But backdoor legislation, they generally are always trying to do that.
Let's talk about the oil spill. And again, just to preface this, BP gave orders that they knew would cause a problem. It turns out 2 months before it was leaking. BP is one of the biggest contributors to Obama. They funded the carbon tax. They've got a global governance office with a vice president over it. They've always wanted to nationalize oil so they get an inside deal. I'm very suspicious of how this has been handled. We're 70-plus days in. Obama has blocked a Taiwanese ship that can get 500,000 barrels a day scooped up. They blocked over 30 other mega ships. Now that the hurricanes are coming in, he's saying he may look at letting them come in. Once that oil gets blown in, they're going to have a major disaster. The Washington Post is talking about forced evacuations. Obama's answer is, give me the carbon tax. Rahm Emanuel said, don't let a good crisis go to waste. I don't see this as Obama versus BP, as the media has phrased it. Really, this is Obama working with BP to try to get his carbon tax. Congressman, this is out in international water. Why don't we just have the salvagers in there to begin with? How can Obama tell people 50 miles out in the Gulf what to do?
Well, you forgot. He can write executive orders. He can write executive orders that do anything they want. So it is a real mess. You know, if a state needs the manpower, generally they don't have manpower that might be able to help out. That would be maybe their National Guard units. They're all over in Afghanistan and Iraq. I would say that, you know, if an emergency like this, this might be an incentive to say, hey, why don't you bring these troops home, and maybe even some different states would share some of their people to help. I mean, it's practically like an invasion the way this oil is coming in. But I think that, yes, I'm very suspicious of what BP and our government is doing in the Obama administration, and that's why I've even challenged the principle of this this agreement they have to set up this fund, this $20 billion fund. Sounds like a lot of money, but it sounds like there could be a lot of mischief, too. And that was done by just executive order. The president declared, we're going to have this up. And then he came to the Congress and asked even for more authority to go any place asking questions and trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, I saw a report that they're blocking. I'm sorry to interrupt. I saw a report in the AP yesterday. They're trying to block Republican groups from going and looking at the Gulf. I mean, Obama doesn't have that power.
Yeah, well, he might take it. He doesn't deserve that power, but sometimes they assume power that they have. But just, no, he doesn't. That's not a proper power that he has. So I'm not too pleased either, and I think a BP corporation is in bed with government, so you have to be suspect. Just think of how much we spend protecting their oil well and their oil drilling. What do you think we're over in the Middle East for? We're not over there to spread democracy. We're over there to protect oil companies, and BP just happens to be over there as well.
Did you see the video? You probably didn't 2 weeks ago, but it was on Drudge and Infowars.com and everywhere else. Senator Kyle said he was in a closed-door meeting with Obama and said, look, tens of thousands dead, 80 miles to 100 miles, illegal aliens, they're shutting down national parks, the border's collapsing, Mexico's collapsed. And Obama said, I'm not going to fix the border till you pass amnesty. I need to use that crisis. This is a quote. And Senator Kyle said that this is basically holding us hostage in a form of terrorism. I mean, that sounds like an impeachable offense, Congressman. And to have a senator say he was in a meeting with Obama, A, what's your take on that? And B, that is a false flag to let the crime continue and not protect our border when that's in the Constitution, one of the few duties of the feds. What would you say to that?
Well, since I wasn't at that meeting and what it said, I don't know. So it would have to be up to the senator to decide what to do with it. But they certainly don't act like they have an incentive to do much with the borders, and that, of course, could eventually lead to a national security problem as well.
Well, okay, Congressman Ron Paul, what about his executive order? And now they say they're going to sue Arizona, and they're saying Arizona isn't allowed to protect itself when a third of the state is now being denied to the citizens. I mean, this is confirmed. What's your view on the constitutionality of an executive order by the president to legalize the illegals?
Well, he can't do it unilaterally like that. No, Congress would have to act and take a policy on that and write the rules. Our federal government has authority over our borders. But, you know, it should be that the private landowner should have a lot of authority, as, along with the states themselves with jurisdiction. And yet, instead of permitting them to exert their authority over their own land, whether it's their own private or the state, the federal government comes in and says, you can't do it. So they're acting perversely to what I think the federal government ought to be doing.
Congressman, I know you're a busy man, but have you had a chance to watch Kagan and the hearings and then expanding on that, all of her open statements about socialism being great and the government can disappear speech, going back to that, are you concerned about Kagan?
Oh, I am. am, but I'm sure if he put 10 new ones up in place of her, I'd be very concerned, too. I haven't watched the hearings, but I've read about her, and she certainly is not going to be a great defender of the Constitution, although she's going to make it sound like she is. So I'm not too encouraged with that appointment, for sure.
Congressman, what's your take on the Russian spy situation? It seems like they're trying to kick off a new Cold War with that. And my issue is globalization is treason. Globalization is corporations and megabanks taking over our government. And so what is the difference between Russian spies sneaking around and mega corporations coming in and openly buying off our politicians?
Yeah, I think this is a little bit of hype. I think even the media, the mainstream media is sort of making fun of all this, and I think rightfully so. They just didn't look like a great threat to me. And I had somebody in for a luncheon today that was sort of knowledgeable about this, and he said that there's much spying going on in the world. Other countries come in here, they do it routinely, and we're all over the place, all over the world. And it's almost, he described it almost like a game they play. I mean, it's really not serious intrigue. And my guess is that people like to stir things up, scare the people. And who knows, I hope it doesn't lead to another Cold War with the Russians. I don't think they're looking for trouble. And we certainly shouldn't be looking for it either.
All right, Congressman Ron Paul, we appreciate your time. In closing, and I know you'll say, well, if I was president, I would only have the powers of the president, but what would you recommend? What would you do? If Ron Paul would have been elected back in 2008, as we all wish you would have been, you know, forecasting everything that's now happened, if you would have been elected, what would you have done with the oil spill, and what would you be doing now?
I'd probably work at getting the government out of the way. I would have done everything possible to alleviate any federal restrictions on the states or property owners. I would have accepted anybody who had an offer to come in and help. I would have worked to remove any liability limitations on BP. And I would have, of course, and by that time, by the time we had the oil spill, I would have had all the guard units back in the individual states, and they would have had the right to use their guard units as they pleased. And I would actually encourage other guard units and not pretend that the guard units belong to the president, but they belong to the states and the government. And I think they could have done a lot to alleviate some of the damage. I do not believe that there would have been any magic with any one individual who say, oh, I know how to cap this thing, let me do it. I actually do believe they're trying seriously to stop this. I don't think it serves anybody's benefit. But I think right now the assumption is that the government, you know, didn't have a role to play, and what they did was actually made this worse because of the rules of pushing them out into deep sea drilling. That was part of the problem too. But I would not have closed down drilling like Obama wants to do. That's not going to help us. That just makes the unemployment problem that much worse.
Well, the Russians and the Chinese and the people in Brazil, they're not stopping drilling in the Gulf. We don't own the Gulf. He's just stopped any companies in the U.S. I mean, this is outrageous, and they're going to use it to pass cap and trade. Congressman Ron Paul, everybody's got to get behind Campaign for Liberty. They got to get behind Rand Paul. We're going to win this, and we appreciate your leadership, and we know you're there working tirelessly for us in Congress. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.